Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. From the legendary, wise, and very cool Joe Lovano, we start this new 645th episode of Neon Jazz in a very surreal world that has been without live jazz for over 40 plus days. That was the saxophonist with his 2019 tune Seeds of Change off his CD Trio Tapestry. This Cleveland native grew up surrounded by music, especially from his father, Tony, or Big T, who is a barber by day and a big tone tenor player at night. His mom remembers hearing Big T play opposite Stan Getz and Flip Phillips when they were engaged. So Joe began playing the alto at 5. He switched to the tenor a few years later, and by the time he got his driver's license at 16, he was a member of the Musicians Union Local 4 and working professionally. Joe has been all over with every cat imaginable during his stellar career, and we talked to him, and we were honored to, about a great many things in relation to this new COVID-19 world we live in. It was during April 2020, and his insights were revelatory, like this one.
This is a defining moment for the whole planet, man.
And yeah.
I think people are going to be a lot of soul searching, and hopefully we're going to come out of this with a deeper appreciation for everybody, and maybe not such a commercial-minded world, man. Be some more spiritual things come out of this.
As the conversation carried on, he reflected on this moment in jazz history that we stand on. Have a listen.
Took a long time. It took like from the mid-60s on. But look at the music that came from that defining moment, man. A Love Supreme and, you know, things that led into In a Silent Way and, you know, the recovery from that defining moment. The music brought a lot of things together and things that we're living with today, you know, that this is a defining moment for everyone.
Man, it was a pleasure to have Joe on the show and to be able to speak with him. We wish him well and all of you cats out there. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has musicians full of live streams and music you can purchase from Jackie Myers to Adam Larson to Stan Kessler to all of them right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Keeping the jazz going during this trying and vital time, uniting the planet to rid the coronavirus. So the Missourians were a great little jazz band active in the 20s, and we will go there next with the Market Street Stomp as the show goes on.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Joe Lovano, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. We'll be right back.
That was the Chicago Strong Band, the Soul Message Band, with the tune Sir Charles off their very nice 2019 CD, Soulful Days. This act consists of Chris Foreman, the Chicago-based and nationally celebrated Hammond B3 jazz organist. He and the always solid drummer Greg Rockingham have over 25 years of history performing and collaborating in group settings, and they rounded all of this out with the great guitarist Lee Rothenberg, who we caught up with prior to a gig at the Black Dolphin in mid-March, and I planned on being there, but decided not to, as probably a lot of people did, as the beginnings of the new COVID-19 quarantine world were just starting. But we did talk to him before he came to town about the band, and this is what he had to say.
We're definitely coming from the tradition, but we're not trying to be like some showcase of something that was in the past. We're nodding our heads to that, and at the same time trying to be current with ourselves and to reach in to ourselves and present something that's soulful and that connects with the audience.
Let's kick on back to the old school again here on the show. This is composer, orchestra leader, and keyboardist Ted Fiorito with his orchestra. This is the 1932 tune, I'll Take an Option on You, and You, right here on Neon Jazz.
Be an angel, 'cause angels are so few. But until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you. I'm looking for an angel to sing my love song to. And until the day that one comes along, I'll sing my song to you. For every little fault that you have, say I've got three or four. The human little faults you do have just make me love you more. You may not be an angel, but still I'm sure you'll do. So until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you.
Samuel Blais from Montreal. I'm a saxophone player, musician, and also involved with the Orchestre National de Jazz in Montreal. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. ¶¶
That was the talented Canadian jazz saxophonist Samuel Blais with the song Chili Bill off his 2014 CD called Cycling. This cat has won many awards and remains on top of his jazz game. We talked to him recently here at the show, and he opened up about why he loves being a musician.
I like the fact that I'm not stuck in traffic every day of the week. I like the fact that I can make a living doing what I love most, even though that is sometimes a double-edged sword. It's very rewarding to play a concert and get ready for a concert and practice and rehearse and present that music in front of an audience.
So, known as the Great Summit, here are two jazz masters, Louis Armstrong and the great Duke Ellington back in 1961 with I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good. And might be good for us around here as the show goes on.
Sentimental, and it's not made of wood. Yes. Now I got it bad, and that ain't good. When the weekend over and Monday rolls around, I end up like I stood out just crying my heart out. She don't love me like I love her. Nobody could. I got it bad, and that ain't good. Now when the weekend's over, Monday rolls around, I end up like I started, just crying. Baby, my boss will go do some things, does it? Oh, she don't love me like I love her. Nobody could. Yes. I got it bad, and it sure is good.
This is Ken Levern of Guitar Elation, and you're listening to Joe Dimino and Neon Jazz. Thank you.
Was the talented local Kansas City group Guitar Elation with the tune Gotta Run off their Live at the Green Lady Lounge 2020 double CD set. So this band takes the classic organ jazz trio format of organ, guitar, and drums and supercharges it with a second guitar to celebrate the magic of jazz guitar and organ jazz in one dangerously powerful quartet. Featuring Todd Strait on drums, Danny Embry and Brian Baguette on guitar, and organist Ken Laverne. And we caught up with Ken about this recording, and these were his thoughts.
Well, I think there's something special about having two guitars. Because it's a live record, you know, you can kind of hear that experience going on where the guitars are interacting, they're feeding off each other. I think that experience is only enhanced when you're there live, especially if you're up close. You can hear what's going on, but also you can see the musicians cueing off each other. You can see the guitar players checking each other out in terms of, okay, what are you going to do here? And, you know, they kind of get that fret fireworks going where they kind of egg each other on.
So let's get into a little bit of the alto here with Earl Bostic next on the show. Here he is in 1945 with his orchestra in tow with the tune All On. And that's it, baby. We agree.
Thank you. is Ernesto Cervini from Toronto, Canada, and you are listening to my new album, Tetrahedron, on Neon Jazz.
That was the very talented Canadian drummer, a guy that always has projects going, the great Ernesto Cervini with his new project. That was the tune Wandering off the 2020 CD Tetrahedron, a collection of original compositions and covers curated and composed especially for this crew. It was released on March 5, 2020, right before the world would shut down, and we talked to Ernesto about this project. This is what he had to say.
Tetrahedron is a band of four kind of virtuoso musicians working together as a unit and playing exciting modern jazz. We do some standards some original music. It's funky and it's fun.
And finally, one of my favorite modern jazz acts going out of the UK and correctly hailed as the Radiohead of British jazz. This is Go Go Penguin with a much needed new album, In This World of Ours, due out June 5, 2020. This is the tune Open as we get ready to close things up around here. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer and a cat, being safe in this music quarantine world of ours, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here. We dig you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, enjoy the jazz, and please support the artists out there. Cheers.
You've been listening to a great selection of jazz music with Joe Domino on Neon Jazz. Neon Jazz is written and produced by Joe Domino, engineered by John Christopher. That's me. Produced at the studios of Yowza, Kansas City, Missouri. All rights reserved.
Neon Jazz.